Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Hong Kong, 1972. An interview with Prabhupada. Burzan. Me. A reporter is here to interview Prabhupada. So the Prabhupada's reply, all right. The reporter. The Hare Krishna movement started in the United States. Why did it start in the United States rather than India? Prabhupada. Because the United States, they are our best customers. A businessman goes to a place just like you have come here. Why have you come here? Wherever there is the best possibility of doing your business, there you must go. I went to the United States because I know these people are not poverty-stricken. Our Indian people have been trained to think that they are poverty-stricken. Actually, they are not poverty-stricken. The leaders have educated them. You are poverty-stricken. This is India's position. I knew that the Krishna consciousness movement would not be successful in India. The government will not help. The public is educated in a different way. They're after technology. And, quote, familiarity breeds contempt. They say, what is this Hare Krishna movement? We have known it since a long time. What effect it will have? Many Indian students in foreign countries, they say, Swamiji, how will this Hare Krishna movement benefit us? We want technology. So that is the mentality of the Indians at the present moment. They have lost their own culture, and therefore they are beggars. So I thought it wise to go to a country where there is no poverty. My comment. Prabhupada quickly recognized the reporter as having come to Hong Kong for the same reason that Prabhupada traveled west. The reporter, whose name was Dham Murray's, was a published author of Indian, but not Hindu origin. He had emigrated to Hong Kong from Bombay and had been living in Hong Kong for years. He was not a pious man. I was surprised at how candidly Prabhupada answered his questions. The cause of satisfaction. Prabhupada. When one has satisfied his senses, he is no longer interested in sense gratification. Perhaps you know C.R. Das from Calcutta. 50 years ago, C.R. Das was earning 50,000 rupees per month, but he was not satisfied. One day, he and his wife were sitting together. His wife questioned, why do you look so morose? Everything is at your command. You have education, popularity. Still, you are unhappy. Why? Just then, by chance, C.R. Das saw one mendicant passing on the street as a sadhu, a beggar, so he said, I want to become like him. Many other instances are there in history. Like Bharat Maharaj, he was a young man, 24 years old, an emperor of the whole planet. He had a young wife, he was king, and he had everything, but he left everything. Lord Buddha, as a young prince, was a young prince, and he was surrounded by dancing girls. But as soon as he went outside, he saw an old man. What is this? This is an old man. Everyone has to become old like this. So he became immediately converted to a saintly person. I must go and meditate and realize myself. Why shall I become old? My comment. Prabhupada preached to the reporter rather than answering him with carefully worded statements. Preaching on the Guru's order. The reporter. How many disciples do you have in the United States? Do you have now have in the United States? Prabhupada. Although one cannot expect many disciples, still there are 2,000. Not many come because I insist on many restrictions and because people in general have forgotten Krishna, forgotten God. Krishna consciousness is difficult to understand. I'm trying to remind them and bring them to Krishna consciousness. It is a very difficult job. I have to shed my blood 3 tons before I make one person convinced in Krishna consciousness. That is my experience. Especially Europeans and Americans. They do not accept anything blindly. Questions, questions, questions. They're inquisitive, and they want to know. So I give them answers, especially in Europe and America, when I make this condition that you cannot have illicit sex, you cannot have intoxication, you cannot meet, you cannot gamble. This is their daily habit. This is their life. Even a British lord, Lord Zetland, refused these principles. Oh, we cannot give up these things. So I strictly control my students, but still they are coming. So it is a very difficult job, and still there are many thousands, and they are so sincere. If I ask them, like I've asked this boy, Sudama Vipraswami, to go to Red China, they go, even at the risk of their life. My comment. Prabhupada revealed the price a preacher must pay to turn a materialist into a devotee. It is a very difficult job. I have to shed my blood 3 tons before I make one person convinced in Krishna consciousness. That is my experience. Kotishvapi Mahamune. A devotee is a rare soul in degraded Kali Yuga. Yet, Prabhupada was so powerful that he inspired thousands to give up material life, to worship Krishna, to follow Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita, and selflessly preach, even at the risk of their lives. Selflessly preach, even at the risk of their lives, the message of Krishna consciousness. Thus, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order and by Prabhupada's mercy, souls trapped in Maya's kingdom are becoming dear to Krishna. Ya idam parama guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mai param kritva mam evasyati asamsaya natchatasman manusheshu kaschin mai priyat kritama bhavatana chame tasmad anya priya taro muvi. For one who explains this seems supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. There's no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, verses 68-9. How dear preacher devotees are to Krishna. How dear to Krishna must Srila Prabhupada be. Hare Krishna. We'll end here with those powerful words of Krishna's and of Prabhupada's. Hare Krishna.